The 41st Madrigal for Hospice of the Eastern Upper Peninsula will run Fri. December 6th and Sat. December 7th at the Dreammakers Theater inside Kawadan Casino. For four decades, the Madrigal Dinner has been a fundraiser for Hospice of the EUP and a cherished Christmas event for the community. It's one of the top fundraisers for the Hospice of the EUP. Dan Rierich, director of Madrigal, is excited about this weekend's event. Our Madrigal is a medieval Yuletide-themed dinner and a show. It starts with Wassail on the Trail, which is our version of a cocktail hour. Then we open the doors, welcoming our guests to take a step back in time to an evening of entertainment and feasting. There is singing and dancing, food and drink, just don't get caught with a fork, heroes, heroines and villains, laughter and tears, joy and sadness, and yes, even men in tights, Rierich explained. This event would not be possible without the dozens of volunteers. The number of participants has varied drastically over the years. There were only a handful of people in the beginning. As more and more people came to support the cause, the number of volunteers grew as well. At least 100 people currently make this fundraiser possible. Many of our community clubs and organizations have put in their time off and on throughout the years as well. Mrs. Gardner and her Sioux Area High School Palms, local dance troops, various Lake Superior State University clubs, just to name a few, and so many more. Families are also a huge part of Madrigal. Not only is this a family-friendly event, but some of our volunteer families now have three generations of volunteers involved in the show. We're an entirely volunteer performance cast, with some help on production from Kawadan Entertainment, and the continued support from this community, Rierich said. While the event is entertaining and full of laughs and fun, there is one reason it's put on. The cause. Hospice of the EUP, its staff, its volunteers, and most importantly, its patients and their families. Hospice of the EUP is the only one of its kind in the entire state of Michigan. It is the only hospice house in this state that does not charge the patients or their families a penny for the services that they provide, and that is all thanks to the people in our community who donate and volunteer to make these services possible, Rierich continued. Before COVID, the yearly event raised around $40,000. The past couple of years around $28,000. To quote one of their core group members, "This is who we are, and this is what we do." Sir Joe Adams. Tickets are only $50 each, which includes dinner and the show. To purchase tickets, click here.